Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Good day to you. This is Molly McCord, and thank you for joining me. This is February 25th, 2019. It is a Monday, a beautiful day here. At least I hope it is in your world, too. And I'm looking forward to sharing with you more about what is happening right now in our world as we talk about astrology in action in today's show. And I'm going to share with you some recent real-world examples of what has been unfolding and how these events are tied to the astrological cycles and timing. So it's quite fascinating to see how these things show up, and I wanted to make sure that you saw them too, meaning you can make the connections between the real-world events and astrological timing. So this should be an interesting show. And as always, I thank you for your presence and for your connection to this podcast. If you'd like to find out more about this show, you can look at blogtalkradio.com/Molly McCord. That's where you'll find a free library of over 400 episodes. There are all kinds of topics for you to listen to and check out from the past 8 years, everything from spiritual topics, consciousness, different authors and experts that I've connected with, all kinds of things. So I've left it live so that you can access that library if you're looking for a particular topic or if there's something that could help you now. A lot of the information is timeless. You can also find out more about my offerings for you at ConsciousCoolChic.com. There are spiritual teachings there, more astrology, as well as information about the 12 books I've released. Two of them I did not write, but I was either the publisher or a contributor to. And the other 10 I did write. And so just sharing that in case anything that I share in those books would be timely for you too. And if you are a healer, spiritual expert, you're here to improve the world. You're here to share your gifts in a way that supports people, that supports humanity. Please check out MollyMcCord.online, and that's where you'll find a lot of business development resources to help with your online platform. It's specifically for your online business and for solopreneurs and entrepreneurs. So I hope that that also supports you. I've been doing this publicly for 8 years, although I've been an author and a business development person for many more years than that. But I have information that I want to support you and to help you. So that's where you can find some more of those places to go. So today, when we look at astrology, we're looking at what's happening right now, what's showing up in our world, and until you understand astrology, you can't connect the dots to some of these events in our lives. And then once you do understand the astrological cycles and timing, then you do see the correlation between what is happening and how astrology demonstrates these energies, demonstrates it in a really fascinating and profound way. So I wanted to talk with you about what happened over the weekend, starting on Friday, because on Friday, that was February 22nd, 2019, Venus was conjunct Pluto in Capricorn at 22 degrees, and all kinds of scandals hit the news. Now, that means it went mainstream, right? It became, people were more aware of it. And that is the busting out of the energy, the sense of it's revealed, the secrets come out. And so there were specifically three really interesting scandals that really started to make news as Venus, the planet of love, the planet of relationships, was conjunct Pluto, the planet of scandal, the planet of abuse, of things that are done in secret. And so we had the feminine energy of Venus meeting up with the intensity of Pluto, and it was like things were just released. So the Catholic Church has been under fire, right, for many years, decades really, for sexual abuse that has been hidden. And it was on Friday when more came out around what addressing it, like really addressing it in a public forum Now, this happened at 22 degrees of Capricorn. And it's not over, and it shouldn't be over. It's only the beginning of what needs to change, of what needs to be evolved, and where people need to be held accountable. And it's not just the – it's interesting, like there's all these tangents around this, around what the Catholic Church has basically not addressed for a very long time, because it isn't simply sexual abuse by priests. There's also stories coming out about nuns and the abuse that they have caused on young women. And there are stories coming out about priests who are fathers. In fact, the New York Times has an article about the Vatican's secret rules for Catholic priests who have children and the organization that was established for these children called Coping International. The support group website has 50,000 users. So this is big, and it's showing us what needs to come out, because Pluto is the energy of truth, and Pluto is truth around power. And with the energy being in Capricorn, it's how that power has been managed and mismanaged, where there's been responsibility and lack of responsibility, integrity and lack of integrity, and how all of this comes up to the forefront to be truly looked at and addressed. So this is just ongoing. But when Venus was conjunct Pluto, it became bigger, and it became something that touched more people, that was opening doors, so to speak, opening hearts. It was like there was some legitimacy given to this very serious topic and issue. So that was one energy that came out when Venus was conjunct Pluto. The other big mainstream topic was the different spas in Florida. There's 12 have been identified so far, where women were held in these spas. They couldn't leave. They weren't allowed to leave. They were held as prostitutes in these spas as part of human trafficking and sex trafficking, originating, they believe, in China, but they also are saying that this is a very big case because it relates to many famous people, and it has ties potentially globally. So this is related to Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots football team. There was a pro golfer. There are a few billionaires tied in this, and they're just beginning to release names of individuals who have participated in this international, they're calling it an international sex ring that includes human trafficking. So it originated here in Florida, where I am, and they've identified 12 spas that have been closed down, and now they are suspecting that there's many more. So this came out last week. Again, Venus relates to women. It relates to how we give and receive love, if that's healthy, if it's not, and of course with Pluto, it's the power dynamics involved, powerful people involved, and how this is yet another theme around the misuse of power that has come up, and how the sexual abuse and what is unfolding behind closed doors in secret is again being revealed and coming up to the forefront. So that has also been happening here. And what I'm feeling is how there's so much more to come. And it's part of this purging energy, which Pluto does. Pluto is a purging. It's a sense of you have to see what's happening. You need to know what's going on behind closed doors. It's meant to come out so that it can be recognized and healed. And with it happening at 22 degrees of Capricorn, none of this is over, because Saturn is going to hit this same point in the sky next January. So these are unfolding stories that are going to continue. Another similar story that was big in the news on Friday was the Jeffrey Epstein scandal, where he as well, based in Florida, was involved in sex trafficking of minors, underage women. I believe over 200 have been identified, and over decades of ongoing use, of ongoing participation in young women's coming to his Miami home. Oh, excuse me, I had to take a sip of water. So he was also in the news about how his legal case was not handled in a just and fair manner because one of his closest friends was his lawyer, and so that scandal is unfolding too. So you see there's these themes, these really clear themes around how power is being revealed, like how it's been used, how it's been misused and abused. And it's showing us where these energies have been living, if you will, how they've been really alive in parts of our world. And there's more to come. And this is going to keep unfolding. And that means, as it does, it's like there's this momentum around more people coming forward, more people saying what they need to say. Whether they are have been victims or they are aware of other human trafficking or sex trafficking potential stories. So this is all coming up. And the astrology is showing us that it's time. It's time for these things to be acknowledged and to be taken seriously in a way that they can't be denied. And, of course, there's the Me Too movement, and there's other aspects of our world where similar stories around abuse and victims have been coming forward. So this is big, a significant theme, and, of course, when Venus was conjunct Pluto, it really became even more pronounced. Then, also, to add to this theme, we have the allegations against R. Kelly, the singer-musician, and how he is now in jail for his allegations. I believe it was a documentary or a story that was out about the women and they're sharing their stories about working for him, working around him, working with him. And this has been going on for years, these stories around R. Kelly. And I thought it was quite fascinating to see his astrology chart. His sun is at 17 degrees of Capricorn, squaring Mars at 17 degrees of Libra. So 17 degrees is strong in his chart. His ruling planet is Saturn. And when Saturn went to 17 degrees of Capricorn last week and was conjunct his sun at 17 degrees of Capricorn, that's when the consequences really showed up. That's when he was arrested, when that Saturn conjunction hit his sun. So I thought that was quite fascinating, that when you watch the timing of these things and you see what's happening in someone's chart, it shows you where the energy will be. It shows where the timing is involved, because that is one of the strengths, the truths about astrology, is that the timing of the cycles is typically spot on. And when you're aware of it, when you're really aware of it, that's when you can see when something is going to change or show up, when something's going to break through, when something's going to transpire. So I found that to be quite fascinating, that as soon as Saturn hit 17 degrees, conjunct his sun, squaring his Mars, is when he was arrested. So we have, these stories are ongoing. Of course, there is a justice process underway, and everyone deserves their fair their fair time, right? Just to, I want to say that, just to be clear that I'm not saying someone is guilty or not. It's simply a very interesting observation to watch the astrological cycles and transits as they move through somebody's chart. So on a happier note, I was looking at Regina King's chart, and Regina King just won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress. She's been around for so long. She's been in so many things for a very long time. She's been an actress, and her birthday is January 15th, 1971. She is a Capricorn female. Her sun is at 24 degrees of Capricorn. And this also makes anything that Saturn is doing very important in her chart. And she definitely has longevity to keep going, you know, to keep being an actress for years to come. And with her sun at 24 degrees of Capricorn, Pluto will be making a conjunction to her sun in 2020. So it's quite powerful that she still is going to have some big changes and evolutions coming up here. And perhaps she steps into directing. You know, perhaps she steps into something where she is in charge and she can run the show in a whole new way. I don't know if she has a production company or what other aspects of the entertainment business she's involved in, but her astrology chart suggests that her star is still rising and that there are still powerful choices and opportunities for her coming up in the next year, especially going into 2020. So that's quite fantastic to see. Considering that she just won her first Oscar. So I find that the more that we can look at astrology in people's charts, the more we see these themes, and we can also learn. These are great case studies. These are great ways of looking at astrology in action in our world and to look at how it is relevant and how it demonstrates itself. And even at times, if you ever feel skeptical or you're doubting astrology or you're wondering, does this stuff really work, keep studying more charts. Keep looking at what's going on with perhaps people in the public eye or famous people to see what is transpiring in their own chart. The other thing I was looking at recently was Bradley Cooper's chart. And he was born January 5th. And if you recall, this year, 2019, there was an eclipse on January 5th. And so when you have an eclipse on your birthday, it can show up in a few ways. It's not like it's one set. It's never one set outcome. There's, you know, unlimited ways that the energy can show up. However, an eclipse is some type of deeper activation that is meant to work with you in a way that can accelerate your growth, that can accelerate your sense of self, especially when it's on your birthday, because then it's working with your sun, and your sun is your self-identity. So it's quite a powerful year when you have an eclipse on your birthday. It does depend if it's a solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse, as these are two separate energies. And noticing how Bradley Cooper had an eclipse on his birthday, and yet he did not win a Golden Globe, and he was not nominated for an Oscar, one interpretation would be that he was eclipsed this year, that the energies, I mean, just looking at his chart, his natal sun at 14 degrees of Capricorn opposes his Saturn at 15 degrees of Cancer. So this is quite interesting when this happens on someone's birthday, because you know it's a big year for them. And it's a big year depending on the choices they've made, the energy they've put out into the world, and what comes back, especially in Capricorn, which is about responsibility. And I just find it really interesting that this really big movie that he starred in and directed, it received accolades for the song, and Lady Gaga got a lot of attention, and of course their duet together, and the movie got a lot of publicity. And yet you have to wonder about the energetics of it, because that's important too. And it's interesting. I'm feeling like I'm not going to say anything else. I'm going to leave it at that. But when your birthday, when you have an eclipse on your birthday, it's very important to be conscious. It's a time of consciousness, acceleration, and mindfulness, of awareness about your energy, and what you're directing energy towards, what you're choosing, and what you're creating. I'm just looking here at another chart, and I know that that does not make interesting audio when I'm reading. But what I want to point out is that we are living in a time of very dynamic consequences, and that it's no fooling around energy. It's like, don't play with fire. Don't play with your intentions. Don't play with karma. Take it very seriously. What you want to create, what you want to focus on, what is your responsibility and what is not. Really important to stay in your own lane right now, because of this powerful Capricorn energy that is reminding us that we're energy masters, and what you create will come back around. I mentioned last week the energy around Jussie Smollett, the young actor who allegedly faked his own attack and is now under investigation and charges, et cetera. And supposedly, the whole intention of him doing this was to get more publicity and to perhaps make more money with his acting contract. And so I look at that energetically, and it's like, well, considering how he went about it, if his intention was to get more publicity, that's exactly what he created, right? But it's how he went about it that brought about the results that he's currently experiencing. And so it's a great case study of energy and how, what do you want to create in a way that does no harm, that supports your best and highest good, and that involves the best and highest good for all. And if you operate from that place and you're very intentional, you will create what you want. You will get that experience of that energy. That is part of universal laws. That's part of how energy works, is that it starts with your intention. And then the energy grows based on the actions you take around your intentions. And so in your natal chart, your Mars is how you take action. The sign that your Mars is in is how you take action. And then the aspects to the Mars show whether you feel supported, or if there's tension, or if you are feeling motivated, and how that motivation comes in. So that's Mars. And the house that your Mars is in is where you're most likely to feel at home asserting yourself and going for what you want. So that's Mars in your chart. And it's important to be aware of that because of how I feel like these energies are getting clearer and clearer. There's this, okay, say you're looking out a window and the window is dirty or it's foggy. And the more you clean it, it gets clearer. It gets cleaner. You see a new vision. You see something like you didn't see it before. And maybe you didn't realize that the window was dirty. But the more that you clean it off and clear it out, that vision becomes clear. So the energies are becoming clearer right now, and they're very pristine in a way too. And because the universe, God, Source, Spirit, sees us as powerful, knows that we are powerful, God is, Source, Spirit is neutral. It's neutral. And it's why what your intention is and how you take action to go about it is so important, because that creates the energy that then goes out, and that's the energy that's supported. And we're living in a time when things are also being revealed faster. There is a speeding up of manifestations as well as consequences. There's a speeding up of things falling apart or collapsing, the breakdowns. There's also a speeding up of things transpiring and moving ahead. There's just this faster energy in play right now that is showing us truth more quickly, and it can't be hidden. So that's also what's important about the recent revelations about all these different sexual abuse allegations and scandals, human trafficking, is that it's all coming up because it can't be hidden. It's not meant to be hidden energetically. Like, this stuff is meant to be purged and seen. It's also a demonstration of how humanity is evolving, because there is no longer support for this type of misuse and abuse of power to continue. It's part of the collapse in the 3D. So more of this is going to come up, and as I said, it will really be strong until into January 2020. When Saturn will hit that 22-degree point of Capricorn. And then, of course, that's also when we have these really big eclipses, is in January 2020, as Saturn is also conjunct Pluto at 22 degrees. So these stories are unfolding. They're ongoing. There's going to be even more. And they're going to also be in the news as South Node gets to 22 degrees of Capricorn, which is coming up, I believe, in April. I'm going to get my month straight. April. We're going to see even more around what is unfolding. So this is a time to be very aware of the power of your energy, of what you're choosing. It's like people aren't getting away with things. And maybe you're seeing it in your family or at work. Maybe you're seeing it with your friends or in your life. Maybe you're just feeling it within yourself. It's sort of like this strong Capricorn energy is holding all of us to a higher standard of integrity. And it's like this leveling up and stepping into what that looks like in your life. There's no shortcuts with Capricorn. There's no shortcuts. You have to do the work. So we're also seeing who is ready to commit to doing the work, whatever that might mean for them. But it's also asking us to be very aware of what work we need to do for ourselves. I'm just feeling like, again, I'm just feeling like there's many people that are kind of on this verge. It's like they go back and forth around what they're ready to commit to and what they really want. And the energies are so powerful this year, next year, and beyond, that again, it comes back to your intention and where you're ready to put your energy into going for what you want. I'm just feeling such a seriousness around this. It's like, no joking, no laughing. Take your life seriously. Take your commitment seriously. Take yourself, such as your gifts, your talents, your abilities, take it seriously. Like, understand it has a purpose to contribute to humanity and to what is needed right now. So the seriousness that I'm feeling is quite interesting because things are collapsing, as we know. Timelines are shifting. Okay. We're on different timelines. Sort of like individually, you're on your own timeline, but there's a discrepancy right now that's growing and that's quite big around different consciousness timelines, different consciousness timelines. So you could say there's a timeline for the 3D, there's a timeline for 4D, there's a timeline for 5D, but within those, sort of like that, with if every timeline were viewed as a highway, within each timeline, there's different lanes of traffic where people move at their own speed. So that's part of what is being made clearer, because you could look at some people and be like, I would never make that choice, or I would never have that experience, and it would feel so foreign to you, or so crazy, or so unbelievable. They're on a different timeline than you in what they're growing, what they're learning, what their soul's purpose is. And the more that you can stay in observer mode, the better it will be for your energy. But there's these different, I'm just seeing these different highways that are moving, and they're moving at different rates and different speeds. And if you were to just look around, you might think that we're all on the same timeline because we're all existing here on the planet at the same time, but there's just different timelines. So when you're on a faster timeline, it's also why you have to stay truer to the energy of intention, what you want, and where you're placing your energy. And so this is where I then have this overlap, overlapping energy that brings up Atlantis. And I know this seems like a stretch from what I'm talking about, but there's like this overlay. I'm seeing this timeline overlay of Atlantis and right now. So very quickly, Atlantis, the continent, the culture, the energy of Atlantis is still here on the planet. Researchers and scientists have found the landmass that could have been Atlantis at the bottom of the ocean floor near New Zealand. And maybe it drifted, maybe it, you know, who knows? The Earth has been around for a long time. So typically Atlantis is associated with the Atlantic Ocean. And that's part of where it was believed to have existed. I'm just hearing how the Atlantis experiment is not fully complete, and that's why there's this overlay of energies. And it was an experiment that originated with Pleiadians. It's associated with the energy of Aquarius, and now we're in the age of Aquarius, right? So that brings up the themes that we're revisiting around the Atlantis experiment, which was a time of science, technology, engineering, advancement. It was a time of many new experiments around society, community, groups, living together, and things that were invented that were really innovative and cool and different. But it's also associated with very heavy masculine energies because of the mind and the desire to achieve and to create something useful, what that meant in terms of power and the power of technology and the power of science and how it was possible to advance humanity with all these innovations, inventions, etc. And so Atlantis is the energy of experimenting, cloning. Cloning was still important and involved. I'm just listening. And okay, so now I'm seeing like the crashing down of the energies because of how it was too much masculine energy and not enough feminine energy, meaning there were intentions, driving intentions around power, dominance, greed, status, very extreme, toxic masculinity, right? Unawakened masculine energy. So it became like a power grab is how I'm seeing the energies. And so there was essentially the collapse and the downfall. And what I'm feeling is how many of the souls in Atlantis are either here or have been here recently on the planet. I've mentioned before the work of starseedhotline.com and Lavendar and Ariel and the other ladies at starseedhotline.com talk about Atlantis, the Pleiadian energies, what it was about. You can also hear more stories on their podcast on Blog Talk Radio. So please check that out if you're interested in this topic. Because what I want to also bring in is how the other night I was feeling so strongly. I had these images that started with the Atlantis energies. And then I saw a picture of President John F. Kennedy, like a black and white photo. And then I had the physical energy, like the physical feeling of his son, John F. Kennedy Jr., like present in my awareness. It woke me up in the middle of the night. So I had this energy trail. And then the energy of JFK Jr. was so strong. And so, of course, I looked at his chart, right? Because that's what I do. And he's experiencing his Saturn return. You can look at his chart, too. JFK Jr., his Saturn is at 15 degrees. Capricorn opposing Mars at 18 degrees, Cancer. And I just felt his physical presence. Now, I know that there's the story of JFK Jr. and Carolyn Bessette dying in the plane crash. And there's probably different conspiracy theories about all this. So I'm just going to go into what I was feeling, which is that he wasn't in spirit. Like, I felt a physical energy around JFK Jr., and I felt it related to the energies of Atlantis, and that was justice happening around the energies of Atlantis. And that's part of this big Pluto-Saturn conjunction, and that's part of the collapse, and that's part of the revelations, and that's part of people getting their karmic consequences, if you will. And I don't know why I feel JFK Jr. around this, and maybe I sound nutty, and that's okay. I'll be nutty, that's fine. But I'm just feeling like this energy trail is quite interesting. And so then the other thing that furthered the story was something called the Montauk Project. And Montauk, as in Montauk, New York, the Montauk Project was a secret government project that focused on mind control, time travel, remote viewing, and other such experiments. And I believe there's books and maybe a documentary about this Montauk Project. And that also relates to what is really happening. And it feels like these are parts of the story that are happening in the background that put the pieces together on what's going to be changing in 2020 and beyond. And that it's why things are ready to change and collapse, of how long these energies have been on the planet. Because of how it's related to other timelines. And again, I'm just hearing like consequences and karma and things that need to be balanced. Okay, so before we go, I want to end this on something important. It can be really good for a soul to experience karma because it ends the energy. And so it's like clearing the slate, returning it to zero. It's the reset button. So once you have created an energy and you've experienced that energy in return, it's a zero point again. And so when we look at things unfolding and it can seem harsh or upsetting or, you know, it can be confusing, I feel like at a deeper soul level, it feels perfect. It's like then that soul can complete that energy and be done with it and learn from it and understand if they choose, if that's their level of consciousness, they can then make new choices. So This is a weird show. I know this is like a very, like a smorgasbord of a show. And yet it all has a thread. And the thread is about that 22 degrees of Capricorn being a strong energy point throughout this year and into next year. And revelations, things coming up, things coming out. And if you're looking at the origination, it could be related to Atlantis. Not everything is. But I'm feeling like there's a big story here that's being rewritten in a new energy. And we're saying, okay, the collapse of Atlantis, the collapse of that civilization in that time on humanity's trajectory, we're not going to have the same outcome, because now we're too connected to each other, we're too conscious, we're too aware, we are more in touch with our power than ever before, and we're going to create a new outcome for those who want to participate in that energy, who want to keep it going forward. So it's quite an interesting time. And I'm feeling like I know that there's fear out there and people maybe sharing some intense messages around the changes that are coming and what's collapsing, if you will, the breakdowns. Again, I'm seeing this overlay that there's also going to be really amazing things created too, and really awesome things, because again, you're on a different timeline. There's that overlay of experiences where you can observe something, but it's not the energy you're operating in. So please know that there's a lot of wonderful potentials here to put your energy towards and to create what is true for you, create what you know is right for you, meaning what is in integrity, your mastery, your experience. The higher principles of Capricorn are what we're each being called to demonstrate and put into action in our lives and in the world. And I'm just feeling like part of the backstory can help. Part of the backstory. Mercury's in Pisces, and it's preparing to station retrograde. And I swear that's why I've been talking so slow, because I just feel like I'm in a trance or something as I'm doing this show. Like, I feel like there's bigger energies and there's a slowdown, and that we're meant to honor that, because I know that normally I speak faster. So I just want to say that I'm really feeling this Mercury in Pisces, and you might be too. Because it is quite strong right now. And that Mercury retrograde will begin March 6th. So we'll keep talking about that in the show. One of my favorite websites, astrotheme.com, astrotheme.com. Go there to look at different types of astrology charts of famous people, events, birthdays. It's a wonderful library and database of astrology knowledge. and a good way to keep learning and practicing astrology. The more charts you can look at, the more you can see correlations in people's lives, the better it will be in expanding your astrology knowledge. Okay, friends. Well, I think that's it for today. It's funny. I thought this was going to be a short show, but it was not. So thanks for joining me, and I'll be back on Wednesday, and we'll talk about the energies of the week and in the week ahead as we continue to move through these Pisces energies. I have some more important messages for you about the Pisces energies and what March is about. So I hope you can join me for the show on February 27th. Until then, have a beautiful day ahead. Thanks as always for being here, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.